Chapter 15 Review. Windows sends a window a WM paint message whenever a window needs to repaint its client area. A window may need to repaint its client area when it is resized or when a previously obscured part of it becomes visible. The program can explicitly send a WM paint message with the invalidate rect function. A Windows program should know how to draw all of its data so that if all or part of its client area drawing data is erased, it can all be restored at the appropriate time when the next WM paint is sent to the window. A device context is a software abstraction of a display device, such as the video card or a printer. We do all drawing operations through the device context. As such, we must pass a handle to a device context to all GDI-related functions. One way to obtain an HDC is with the beginPaint function. To draw text onto the client area of a window, we use the textOut function. To draw a line onto the client area of a window, we use the moveToX function to specify the line's start point and the lineTo function to specify the line's endpoint. To draw a rectangle onto the client area of a window, we use the rectangle function. Finally, to draw an ellipse onto the client area of a window, we use the ellipse function. Recall that when specifying an ellipse, we specify its bounding rectangle. That is, an ellipse that fits tightly into that bounding rectangle will be drawn. A bitmap is a matrix of color elements, or pixels, if you will. To load a bitmap, we must first load the .bmp file as a resource. After that, we can load the bitmap resource into our program and obtain a handle to it with the load bitmap function. To copy the pixels in the bitmap to the Windows client area, we use the bitblit function. When we are finished with the bitmap, we should delete it with the delete object function. Pens and brushes allow us to alter the way in which shapes are drawn with GDI. In particular, we can draw shapes with different colors, styles, and patterns. Pens are used to draw lines, curves, and also to draw the border of solid shapes like rectangles and ellipses. The properties of a pen are described with the log pen structure. Brushes are used to fill in the interiors of solid shapes like rectangles and ellipses. The properties of a brush are described with the log brush structure. Menus, of course, allow the user to make selections. To load a menu, we must first create a menu resource in the Visual C++ resource editor. After we have finished editing the menu resource, we can load it with the load menu function. To attach the menu to a window, we can pass in a handle to the menu to the HMenu parameter of createWindow. We can check or uncheck a menu item with the checkMenuItem function. When the user selects a menu item, Windows sends the window a WM command message. The lower 16 bits of the WParam parameter of this message specifies the numeric resource ID of the menu item that was selected. In this way, we can test which menu item was selected and execute the appropriate consequential code. As for the final exam, you need to understand the idea of placing your drawing code in the WM paint message handler and why it is done this way. You need to know the definition of the device context and that all drawing is done through the device context. You should be familiar with using the graphic drawing functions discussed in this chapter. Bitmaps and menus are probably the more useful topics found in this chapter, so expect them to be emphasized on the exam more than the others. You'll probably just get 1 to 2 simple questions about pens and brushes to verify that you read about them.